Vin Scully is enshrined in the Dodgers' Ring of Honor before the Dodgers play a tight game with their arch rivals, the Giants.
And he's hitting 342, and he grounds it to second base. Utley will pick it up and throw him out. Pence comes in to score to tie it at one with one out on the top of the eighth. Puig would arrive at third. Ground ball, first base. What a play by Belt. Throws to Samardzija and gets him. It wasn't hit terribly hard, so Belt had time to make the dive. And he threw from his knees, and Samardzija, using every inch of that 6'5" frame, gets the high throw, steps on the bag, and Puig is retired, two out. Utley awaits. Here's the pitch. Ball, strike three. 11 strikeouts for Samardzija. Panic at second base. Hundley at first with one out. Drills one down the left field line, and that's trouble. That's rolling against the wall. Panic scores easily. Hundley will be held at third. A double for Gorkys Hernandez has given the Giants a 2-1 lead. Grant Dayton. There's a fly ball into right center. A long run for Tolles. He dives and makes a spectacular catch. Tagging and scoring is Gorkys Hernandez. Pence robbed of an extra base hit on a brilliant play by Tolles.
That caps a three-run frame for the Giants, who beat the Dodgers 4-1 in 11. Steven Okert picks up the win for San Francisco in relief. It's his first big league victory, and Bruce Bochy secures his 1,800th managerial win. The Dodgers dropped the series with the Giants on the heels of a four-game win streak, and Dave Roberts' ball club simply could not get much going on offense against Jeff Samardzija.
I think tonight, just from what I saw, he was using the corners. He was pitching backwards. Cutter was good. The backdoor cutter to lefties, cutter in on the hands, change, and obviously the velocity. He has good stuff. And I think that, you know, when we did have pitches to hit, we just couldn't square them up. So this is as good as I've seen him. And I think a lot of it, you know, throwing the breaking ball, the curveball, along with the cutter, and, you know, just felt that he could throw those pitches at any point, worked ahead, and, you know, you look at the night, we really didn't get a whole lot of good swings.
Well, what'd you make of Julio's?
You know, I thought Julio, you know, the line score, obviously, five scoreless, but, you know, pitched behind a lot, and, you know, I just thought that the command wasn't as sharp as we've seen it. But, you know, with Julio, a credit to him, he makes pitches when he needed to.
You may not have time, I guess. Did you get a report on half of the load?
I got a little bit. And so I guess he came out of the game. There was some hamstring tightness. So, you know, obviously for him to have to come out of the game, and we have a day off tomorrow, I just don't see him being activated on Friday. So I think Jock came out of it okay. So we expect him to be active on Friday, and the move we're going to make, I guess we have a day to think about it. We're going to take the full day.
Stripling all the way, any thoughts?
No, it was just more of, you know, obviously, early Julio goes five innings, and you know you got Posey, the heart of the order, coming up. So I wanted to use Petey at that point in time. I felt that you know, you look at the lineup and to shorten the game, and I felt we were going to get runs off Samardzija, and so you get through a clean six, and then at that point in time where you know if you have Stripling go one inning, and Fields go the eighth or Avalon. Or actually Dayton Avalon was down, then you've only got one other person behind Kenley. And so if the game goes to extras, so you've got to use Field or Strip, who is a multi-inning guy, you've got to get two innings out of him. And so for me, I thought, you know, we don't really have that true setup guy and how our pen is constructed. So he gave up a ground ball to off Pence, off the bat of Pence, and, you know, so he gets a ground ball base hit and, you know, bounce breaking ball. That's a two base wild pitch. So he gets a soft grounder from Posey and you know, scores a run. But for two innings, he actually threw the ball well, and it just unfortunate circumstance.
And you had the infield in.
Yeah, we had the infield right there at home. Buster's up, you know, an elite hitter. So I think that when you're at home to try to play for the tie, to still have an at-bat to extend the game versus nobody out, play him in, CNI gets through, and then the inning keeps going and you potentially have a chance to lose the game. So if we had had him in where the ball was hit, you can't play that game. I still think that would have been a base hit if we'd have played him in. So I just felt with the hitter, the batter, pitcher matchup, you know, I'll take the extend the game.
It looks like your pitcher really squeezed in the 11th inning.
I haven't looked at it again, so I thought that there were some pitches that were close that didn't go our way, but that's just the way it goes. Yeah.
Is there a decision on Scott Casper's next step that you
can
share?
I think we're gonna get him on a program to build up some more arm strength. I think for us, it's important for him to build up arm strength, hand speed, velocity, which equates to velocity. And so he'll be in Arizona for the next couple weeks. And, we have a program that we have to kind of, promote that. Left calf, it'll be just a little mild contusion. He'll be ready to go on Friday.
Seems to have a little target on his back.
He does. He's on the plate. And, Oker just yanked a fastball and got him. But he'll be fine.
Do you think Cody's had a chance in attack?
Excuse me?
Cody's hit
to the ball. I thought, he barreled it. It went a mile high. And just the trajectory is a little too, just a tick. But I was hoping.
Made the decision for Yaz to, I guess, attempt to put down a sack on his first stretch. Was that your call?
That was my call. I think that right there at home, I felt that the next two guys, I felt that Cody could put in that bat against a left-hander, and I felt that Adrian had a good chance to get a hit as well. So with Yasmani right-handed, he puts the ball on the ground. And, that's just kind of where he's at right now. And for me, if he's going to put the ball on the ground, it's probably going to be a double play. So at home, if we can get the bunt down, we have a chance for one hit to score a run.
The Dodgers are now off until Friday, when they'll begin a three-game weekend set in San Diego. Kenta Maeda will start the opener at Petco Park.